Beaver Las Vegas. 4 years ago, I reported on the 100th anniversary of Las Vegas for this show. I went searching for Vegas's history buried under the rubble of blown-up hotels.
I represent the history of Las Vegas.
I met Vegas Mayor Oscar Goodman. Mayor Goodman represents the history of Vegas in a few ways. He's a former mob lawyer who travels with an Elvis impersonator and a showgirl. And I interviewed an Elvis impersonator for that story.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
But I never got around to the showgirl. Tall, leggy, the perfect hanger for rhinestone costumes and feathered headpieces. Well, it just so happens that the longest-running showgirl review on the Strip is closing its doors at the end of March, just a few days after our last show here at Day to Day. So we thought it would be a good time to revisit Vegas history with my producer for that Vegas story that I did 4 years ago. She's also a wannabe showgirl. Her name, Shireen Meraji.
I started research for this story at the Nevada State Museum. There were just a handful of cars and two bulldozers kicking up dust across the parking lot. Welcome to Las Vegas, where bulldozing over history is a pastime and locals joke that their state bird is a crane. My museum guide, former showgirl Luann Chesick.
I'm 6 feet tall, and so when I started out, I wanted to be a ballerina. The ballet mistress said, "Yeah, Luann, you're too tall for a ballerina. You really need to branch out."
So in 79, Luann drove to Vegas, and the rest is, well, you know.
You're in Birkenstocks. There's a showgirl in Birkenstocks.
My feet are so trashed from wearing heels. We danced in 2.5-inch heels with those big headpieces. And for, you know, I danced in shows from 1979 to 1991, and my feet just can't do heels anymore.
Now she works in sensible shoes to keep the image of the showgirl from fading away. In the museum's front hallway, adjacent to a 13-foot mammoth skeleton, you can visit the showgirl art exhibit that Luann produced.
There was really an art to it, and we're losing it. You know, we're losing the icon, because really, wasn't a showgirl the icon of Las Vegas?
Good evening! Welcome to the Tropicana Resort and Casino and to the world-famous Folies Bergère. Now, as incredible as this may seem, we are in our 49th year here at the Tropicana, which makes us the longest-running show in U.S. history.
The Folies Bergère is not just the longest-running showgirl review in U.S. history, but the longest-running show, period. And on Super Bowl weekend, a busy one for Vegas, the showroom is only half full. Maybe 100 people are crowded toward the front of the theater. Jerry Jackson has been directing and choreographing the show for 42 years. He recently celebrated his 73rd birthday.
This year, in December, would have been our 50th anniversary. But because of the financial climate of the times, you know, business is very off in Vegas.
The Tropicana can't afford to produce the Folies Bergère, so the finale is March 28th. Gene and Herman Reynolds drove from Utah to catch the show one last time.
We came to see the Follies about 40-some years ago, and when we read on the internet that this was their last year, we decided to drive over.
What do you remember about the show?
Herman probably remembers the boobs flying all over, but...
Oh, baby!
The Folies Bergère opened at the Tropicana in 1959. According to Jerry, back then, you could find a showgirl review in the fanciest hotels on the Strip. Showgirls and big-name talent were the draws of the time.
You could go see Frank Sinatra for a two-drink minimum, or Lena Horne, or Tony Bennett, any of these stars. And a two-drink minimum meant $4 to $5.
Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt dam.
Before he was a choreographer in Vegas, Jerry was a professional dancer. On the Danny Kaye Show, in movies, he partnered Sid Charisse on TV. Jerry started choreographing for the Follies at the Tropicana in 1966. Audiences loved the show because he kept it fresh.
I went out dancing every night. The Boogaloo, the Watusi, the Frug, you know, the Swim, whatever it was, you know, I was out there doing it.
But the Folies Bergère hasn't been totally revamped since 97, and to be honest, there are parts that look dated. The show has tried to keep up with the times, but it's proven difficult due to lack of marketing and competition from high-concept acrobatic shows like Cirque du Soleil's Zumanity. Karen Marentik has been dancing with the Follies for 15 years and thinks the show should stick to what it knows best, classy Vegas, and market itself as a retro act.
If we had a better chance of getting ourselves out there again and reminding people what Vegas, you know, is really about, or at least what it used to be about, I think it would really help the show along.
And Jerry has plenty of ideas about how to improve the Follies so that it can compete with the Cirque shows that dominate the Strip.
When I sound them out to people, they say, oh my God, if we only had the money for that. Because I can do a summer scene with a waterfall on stage and have swimmers dive into the water and have it reflected in an overhead mirror so people can see the swimming and the different patterns, and then I can have it start snowing.
But unless there's a windfall of money soon, that waterfall will remain a fantasy, and dancers like Karen Marentik will be out of a job. After March 28th, the only place to see a Folies Bergère showgirl will be in the front hallway of the Nevada State Museum, right next to those imperial mammoth remains.
Thank you for coming to our show, ladies and gentlemen. Until next time, bonsoir and good luck. From all of us here at Les Folies Bergères.
For NPR News, I'm Shereen Meraji.
Okay, that was a great radio piece, a great audio piece, but you know you want to see some images of the showgirls. You can do that. Images of the showgirls through the ages. Go to npr.org. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com.
Thank you very much.
We'll be here all week. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen.